I was thinking about earlier, I was on a phone call and when we wish for or long for or desire something, we have to see the mechanics of it. We have to see and see it very quickly that we are denying ourselves. It is self-denial. We deny wholeness. And then being in duality, we did it, you see. We, right then, you become subject to the object which we want or desire. In other words, we're split. We're doodle right in that second. We have to always remember ourselves. And that means almost training yourself to remember yourself. And what self is that? That's a self I have meditated upon, I have declared, and it is already whole, it's already complete. So in that instant, you'd be, no, I'm whole. Else, I'm the unwhole one. I'm split, I'm the devil. See that?
Yes.
Longing in spirit is not, it seems to be many times, but longing is not connected with things. The longing you feel is always more like pushing through, and it feels like longing, and that you want more light on something that may seem skewed or out of round at the moment. Unwhole, in other words. And then you're back with yourself, so to speak. And you might ask, could that knowing appear as maybe as well an example of your riding a scathingly a relatively true indictment of the way your government operates? Yes, it could. And it would have its foundation in a solidity of principle. By that is meant that which would stand the test of time, in other words. Timeless principle. And something that lives regardless of epoch, regardless of decades or eons, or regardless. You cannot possibly identify and be wholeness and not include the stellar system, not include the stars, the moon, not include the alphabet, not include the digits. That's impossible. You see, we always seem to forget that things are the included things. That this I, that I am, is whole. always. It's already the case, and it would be as whole and complete if it never had one of its things. It is dependent upon its capacity to image up or think, you see. You see that difference? This is why that 384 tape is so important. It brings you to the truth of not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. That spirit, omnipotence, is here. Omnipresence is here. It removes you from bestowing undue power negatively or positively upon situations and things and people. Well, are there any questions, comments?
Kay, you say we are to train ourselves to remember ourselves. Is that best done by just listening?
No, it's just by inner correction. When you find, as I say, that you're looking to something out there or wanting something out there or you're wanting something, you have to correct yourself. No, wait a minute. I am already whole. I am already complete. You see, I don't have those needs in that way. That's not true. That's a lie. Because what is yourself? Yourself either is or it ain't, right? And yourself is whole. It is complete. It's not on the way. It's not about to be. It will seem that way, yes. But we're talking about truth here. And you'll get where you wouldn't even do it anymore, really, just because it's very natural to you to identify as that which is. And that identification itself, or self-recognition, does work. Very remembering brings clarity. And then out of that wholeness, you can accomplish most anything because it's a pouring. P-O-U-R-I-N-G. Just forget getting. You can forget getting. Just forget it. Forget getting. See, then you're not, you would never have any prayer that you would ask for health or ask for wealth. That would be sacrilege. Cannot get any more. That is being. You can ask for light. You can ask for inner direction. You can ask for guidance. You can ask to. I need to see this clearer than what I'm seeing at the moment. That, yes. But if it wasn't already clear, there's no way you could ask that even, right?
Mm-hmm.
So asking for, like, clarity or knowing, that's different from asking for things, right?
Yes, because then you are in alignment with your being, because there's no things that consciousness can give. It's already given. It's, that word already is very important. That's what led Jesus to say when he said in Gospel according to Thomas, know what is before you. The prophet in the scripture whose servant was scared, said we're outnumbered. They were about to go in a war and we're really outnumbered, and the prophet, he didn't pray that the guy not be scared. His prayer was, open thou my servant's eyes. And then it said the servant looked around and there was, the hills was filled with troops for them. This word already, see what is before you. You couldn't get love. You can only give it. You can't get things. You can only give them. It's, you have to begin to really act on it. See, this spirit is more about deeds than it is about words. If you sat there all day long in a chair and just, I can walk, I can walk, I can walk. What if you never got up and walked? It'd be silly, wouldn't it? It'd be, and then the getting up and the walking, I don't care if you're stumbling, would be one action, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then your knowing of the already-ness, the wholeness, all, your knowing of it and your actions be one.
So your actions wouldn't be coming off of feeling, your actions would be coming off that identity as.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
That's why sometimes the example is used that when you got to go to the bathroom, you ain't sitting around thinking about it, you just get them go, don't you? One action, isn't it? The urge and the action is about one deal.
Right. Thank you. It's helpful.
You're welcome. You all have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
We will.
Thank you.
Thank you.